بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. Firstly, with regard to the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is our way of life, and we should make a concerted effort to learn every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have great love for it, and most important, to practice upon it. Yesterday we completed the sunnahs of awakening. There are many others, but a few that has been mentioned here. Today we start with the sunnahs upon entering and leaving the toilet. For the purpose of istinja, take along water and lumps of clay. That is, in the early days when there wasn't water in the toilet, etc., people had to relieve themselves, and then they used to use mud, clots, etc. So today we've got toilet paper, we've got water, and not only toilet paper, we must use water. If circumstances prevail, then this will be sufficient. That is, when you need to take this, then take it with. And like when we're traveling also, try and keep a bottle of water in the car for istinja. Many times you have a hajat, you have a need. You have to stop somewhere, now you have to look for a bottle. Before you find a bottle, your bottle is empty already. So nowadays, due to the use of clay lumps, difficulties are experienced in flushing the toilets. Thus the ulama have advised the toilet paper should be used so that the toilet is not jammed. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, etc., they used to use mud cloths. So if we say you want to follow the sunnah like that time, then what will happen to our toilets? All the toilets will be jammed. So we have to follow the sunnah according to our time from our elders. Today we are using toilet paper, and after that use water. It was the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit the toilet with his head covered and with his shoes on. That is very important. Cover your head when you're going to toilet. That is, wear your topi. Our women folk teach them to wear their scarves, etc., and put on your shoes. In those days, obviously, they have to relieve themselves outside. Today, we have got toilets in the house also. And our toilets are more cleaner than the whole house. It's smelling more. So there, if you've got mats, etc., then it's a different story. But see that we cover our head and realize that this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally a person gets up, he's so in a hurry, he forgets to wear his topi, he forgets his miswak, and he's just running into the bathroom. But be conscious that the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is why we are taught, rub our eyes first, read the dua, then you'll be realizing, I must do everything in. And sunnah is that way of life that will bring discipline in our life. Our life, a Muslim's life, is supposed to be disciplined, not haphazard, that we're just rushing in. So this will come when we bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all this will come with making an effort on the greatest ibadat, and that is salah. Salah is the greatest outstanding ibadat, and that is why Allah has made it for us, because this will regulate our whole life. It will make us conscious to love the life that Allah is happy with, and that is the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then every department of our life, as we will learn, will come in order. Continue from where we stopped off yesterday. That Hazrat Sufi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that before we start explaining the actual kitab, that is the actual bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, which now we penned, we rewrote this whole kitab. So what was Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib's bayan, we underlined those lines to show that this was Hazrat's word. And in between the explanation that I gave, so that is not underlined, that you must know that was explanation to make us understand that bayan. But he says, before you can even read that bayan, and before you will even get benefit, first I have prescribed 5 important points. First try and do these points before you even try and read the kitab. First try with this point, and then you'll find how easy it will be to read the kitab and understand the kitab. So if we bring these 5 points, yesterday I mentioned Noor, which he called it Noor. And I said 4 Noors, it's actually 5 Noors. So he explains, and this is his experience, after all, a Khalifa was a Shaykh Rahmatullahi, and in the company of the Mashaykh, then a person realizes and learns that everybody wants to correct their Salah. Who doesn't want to correct it? But we're using the wrong methods, so we're not coming right. So by learning these noors, then our method will come right. Then you can start with the actual course. When your method is not in order, how are you going to start the actual course? So that is why very important. So here Hazrat explains, Noor-e Awwal, the first noor, what you should do, is mashka faida, sirf unhi salikin ko hoga, ke jo zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko ba zabta ikhtiyar kar chuke, aur unko kisi darja mein malaka, yaad dash hasil ho chuka. Hazrat says, the benefit a person will get from practicing on this kitab and trying to bring this namaz into our life will be only those people will get benefit who wants to tread the path of the love of Allah, which we explained in the beginning, that the path of the love of Allah is called suluk, and the person that is walking on there is called the salik. So here Hazrat is saying the salikin, all of us, Allah has brought us here, we should have the intention, we come here to learn how to walk on this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. But he says, you'll only, if you do the course properly, bar zapta, according to procedure. And the procedure is, as we explained, who your heart takes to, take bed to that sheikh. Now when you have taken bed to a sheikh, you have, so to say, like a sheikh says so beautifully, Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ke raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That alone you won't able to walk this path of the love of Allah. It's an enjoyable path, but you won't able to walk it alone. It's very difficult also. So we are walking on this path because we learn from our elders. So walk on that path and just hold our hand, so to say. Follow in the footsteps of your sheikh and then see how you will reach. And as you're walking, you'll say, what a beautiful path this is. I wish I knew long time in my life. But take a sheikh who has got a sheikh. One time a person, Arab person or what, came to our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he told Hazrat that certain person is my Sheikh. So Hazrat was very witty, very jovial also. So he asked, who's this? He mentioned a name. So he asked, who's his Sheikh? So Hazrat said, I don't think he's got a Sheikh. So in Arabic, because he was an Arab, Hazrat said, La tahudu baba, malla baba lo. Don't take somebody, a father who doesn't have a father. How is the illiterate child? So don't take anybody, a sheikh, who you don't know who's his sheikh. And you don't know he is his sheikh. This is a silsila, reach right to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is why all the four silsilas of tasawuf also, and as our Dada Sheikh has mentioned, that our tasawuf is not taken out from the pockets of the mashayikh. Just whatever they decided they did. Our tasawuf is mudallal bil Quran wa sunnah. Our tasawuf is proven from Quran and sunnah. And that is why our kabir has stressed tasawuf is not some, like we see many fake sheikhs, they want to act like they're very big buzurgs. But in the meantime, they have got ulterior motives. And they just want to, the murids must serve them. And outwardly, Allahu Akbar. Like one fake sheikh like that, he came to one country, and then people were giving him dawahs all the time. So one murid also, he went home, he told his wife, we also have to give the sheikh dawahs. So he said, why must we give him dawahs? Because she knew, she came to know that he goes and eat everywhere, but namaz he's not reading in that town. Where he's reading namaz, only Allah knows. So she told him that, well, we don't need to say no, everybody's giving how it looks, we also. So she told him, okay, go ask him first where he reads namaz. So how can I ask him? It's such a great sheikh. He must be reading in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. How can? And then it so happened, while they were walking one day, with the sheikh on the road, the sheikh had his walking stick, and they were walking in the park or whatever. All of a sudden, the sheikh hit the ground hard. Say, what happened? All the murids got shocked. They all shy to ask. They scared us. What happened? One murid got courage. Hazrat, what happened? Say, you didn't see a dog was walking into Haram Sharif. And I chased that dog away. He is in America. And he's seeing Then this person got more overtaken. My Sheikh, Allahu Akbar. He is there in America, he can see what's happening. So he went home, he told his wife, no, you must. So his wife was a very intelligent woman, and she had a Aqidah right also. She said, okay, we'll invite your Sheikh, never mind. So she did such a plan that when she gave the dawat, how we normally serve the food, everybody is sitting, she didn't put the food in the platters. She sent each one a separate plate, that each one give each one his own plate. And she dished out all. First she dished out, she said, first is for the murids. So she dished out and she put rice and meat on top. So she said, is this for Sheikh? No, Sheikh is coming. He is really special. He will come just now. First give the other people. So while other people started eating, Sheikh's mouth is watering already. What's happening? He's looking at his murid. His murid is getting excited. He's going to the kitchen. What are you doing with this grace? Say, no, tell Sheikh, yours is special. So very special, your meal is coming. So they gave all the people their food. His time came. She put the nice meat under the rice. And she put plain rice on top. Now he brought this plate. Sheikh said, you're disgracing me. Everybody got so nice meat and everybody got so nice. And you giving me plain rice? So he went in the kitchen complaining to his wife, what you did? So she came with what you stem the chilies. They call it in Gujarati Imam Dasto. She came with that and gave the Sheikh one shot on his head. Say, you can see the dog going into Makkah. You can't see the meat under the rice. So that is why our Dada Sheikh says, don't take a Baba who doesn't have a Baba. Otherwise, he'll take us off the line. And today we see, that is why, in the time of Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayh, and that is why many Arabs have a misunderstanding with regard to tasawuf. People who brought all wrong things. And Hakimul Ummat Mujaddid Millat Hazrat Mullah Shafari Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a Mujaddid. Every 100 years Allah sends a great personality to clean up all the customs and all the bid'at that came into deen. So Hazrat cleaned up all that. So this is our silsila. So Hazrat says, when you do this course properly, then you'll see, now you'll able to start going on this path. But now you have to do it ba-zapta. Not you just come to the majlis now and then, you're thinking, must I take bath, mustn't I take bath? It's like a person, you want your car to move properly, but you're thinking, must I service my car, mustn't I service my car? Or which mechanic must I? Now all year is going, you're driving, you're still thinking, who must I take it to? And your car will be dirty, your oil will be dirty, your car will be getting broken, and you're thinking now, you're still thinking. So exactly the same. This is not something that we must think, and we have to make istikhara and all that. No, you just have to think, Ya Allah, you guide me towards a person who will guide me to you. And Allah puts in your heart, now don't waste time. And then also, you don't just serve, and everybody needs service. Everybody, even the person, the mechanic who's servicing other people's car, his car also needs service. Even the owner of the garage needs service. So everybody needs service. Even the sheikh needs service. So continuously, this service will carry on till Qiyamah. And only when you leave this world, then, and if you did it correctly, Allah out of His kindness will count you amongst those people whose Islah is made. So we have to do this course properly. And then we will see, when you do your service properly, otherwise like a person, he says, no, I want to buy a plane. But he doesn't learn how to pilot the plane. So what good is that? So we have to learn how we want the right things, then learn it to how to do it the right way. So he says the first thing is that according to the system, follow the system, that is to take bayat, which is outwardly bayat is sunnat. But the great benefit and the object of bayat is islah. And that is faras. So that is why Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, what is faras, the means of it also becomes indirectly faras. The means is the sheikh. So to take bayat is now, it goes to the position of faras. Although bayat is sunnat. And such a great sunnah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ. And particular sunnah for the woman folk also. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يُبَايِعْنَكَ. Although, this is also important. A sheikh who is not a proper sheikh, he'll say, Allah said, you must make a bayat of the woman, so he must come sit in front of him and put his hands. No, bayat of the woman is behind the curtain. Behind the veil, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never saw any woman. So it's not permissible. The Sheikh is not allowed to look at anybody's wife, daughter, anybody. And neither are they allowed to look at him.
Many women also, they in Parda, but you want to see how a sheikh look. No, that is not permissible. You don't have to know how the sheikh look. You have to worry whether you're getting the nur coming into your heart. When you look at the sheikh, now you won't. When your bayan is on, you'll be thinking how he look. Now you won't be getting the nur in your heart. So we have to realize that how important is it, and do it in a proper way. And then you'll see, ab wo is malaka se apni namazo ko ba ruh bana sakta hai. Now you'll get that ability to control yourself. And you'll get that ability to control every department of your life. Tell you didn't do bad, you are doing a lot of work. Even you were teaching in a madrasa, everything. And you thought I'm a very good ustad. But when you now got connected to a sheikh, and now when you started coming regularly to the programs, and you started doing what you had to do, your zikr, etc., now you realize I was a ustad. What I was doing? I wasted the children's time. I wasted my time. I didn't worry of my Islah. I didn't worry of their Islah. And that is why today we find, even in the maktabs and worse, now the maktabs incorporated in the Muslim schools. So children don't even know what is respect of Quran Sharif. They don't even know how to hold the Quran Sharif properly. Which was in the early days, Ustad taught it. And not just taught it, and we must realize, a child learns from seeing the Ustad, from seeing the parents. What they notice, we will be surprised, we didn't even notice it. So how the Ustad behaves, that is how the children will behave. So when you get this control, then even in your home, you'll realize you thought, hey, I'm a very good husband. But in the meantime, when you walk in, everybody is scared. And you used to tell your friends, I'm the lion of the house. But one day your friends came with you home, and you entered the house, and your wife, you heard the wife's voice. Now you kept quiet. You told them, keep quiet. Say, what? They say, what's wrong with you? You say you're the lion of the house. Say, no, the boss of the lion is around. So so we have to realize that every department of our life will come when you do the course properly, according to how it's supposed to be done. Take bath, and after you take bath is like filling the application form. Now you don't say, I filled in the application form, I got entrance into madrasa. Now you don't go to madrasa. You don't go to class. Or you go one day, 2 days, then you're lazy, then you don't carry on, then you can't progress. You have to do it properly till you see, as you're making your Islah. And in fact, in the earlier days, Allahu Akbar, the mashayikh never just used to make bayat of anybody. First, they used to see whether you know your basics of deen, whether you know your faraiz of namaz, all that. And then they used to give you for the basic zikr, like third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. Then when you are constant on that, then they used to let you take bath. If a person came to a sheikh and say, I want to take bath, and he doesn't have a beard, sheikh never used to think. But today it's a plastic zamana, we are weak, so mashayikh immediately they make us bath. But because of our weakness, we have to just follow the system. What the sheikh teaches us, make your zikr daily. If you make your zikr daily, as we are taught in the khanka, not make zikr like how we making unmindfulness, zikr period, sleeping period. La ilaha, la ilaha. All the time, no Allah, no Allah. So how is Allah going to come in the heart? And when zikr is over, then, oh, we are awake for the dua. No, we have to be awake for zikr. So, that is what Sufi Iqbal Sahib is saying, that ab wo is malaka se apni namazo ko ba ruh bana sakte hain. Aur namaz ke zariya se wo apne batini madarij mein bahut tarakki kar sakte hain. Allahu Akbar. Now when you got this control of yourself, otherwise like Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when people used to come to me to take bath, they come like dirty clothing. So I have to, and when we know dirty clothing, when you take out your clothes and it's dirty, then we just throw it one side. And we don't even realize that as men also, we should fold it nicely, put it in a bun where it has to wear the dirty clothes. But our sheikh says we don't even know that etiquette. That we take out our clothes, we just throw it on the floor, and we think our wife is our nanny. No, she must do everything. No, even our dirty clothes, our Hazrat used to teach us how you fold your clothes also. Even when you're on safar, dirty clothes, how you fold it, pack it right in your bag, etc. At home, put it in the right place. So Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali says, when people come, first of all, their thoughts are all mixed up. They are all in all different directions. So one is, I have to get their thoughts in order. Then I have to wash their clothes. And when they do this course, And as they're going into the washing machine, and it's spinning, and they're going through different cycles, etc., then they themselves realize, oh, I didn't know I was dirty. I thought I'm a very clean person. I got a nice kurta, spat, itar, everything. How come? And then when you do the course, now after your clothes come out of that washing machine, Allahu Akbar, it's already smelling so nice. But now that is not finished. Now all the final dents, he has to iron it. And you can't iron the clothes with a coal iron, with a hot iron. That is after you even become bad, etc., and you think I'm doing zikr a lot, still your sheikh will see, no, you still got some pride, that you like to give bayans like this and like that. Then the sheikh will iron you properly. And when it's ironed, now if somebody throw your iron clothes anyhow, now see how cross you get. And now everybody will hold that clothes properly. So exactly the same. Hazrat says, when you do this course, the spiritual course, now even in your namaz, you'll start progressing spiritually. Now you'll know, I'm going for namaz. Where I'm going? I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. My walking to namaz also will be different. My driving also will be different. Even if I'm late, I won't drive like a maniac, just mad, and just park anyway. No, I'm going to Allah's house. I got a bit late for a good reason, but still, I'll see a decent parking. And if I'm a bit late, and then after that, you'll make tawbah. Ya Allah, I got late. And you'll feel sad about it. Otherwise, we late, we not scared, we just park anyhow, and we come in the masjid, we don't even think whether I blocked anybody or anything. So how are you going to traverse spiritually? You won't able to travel and go up the ladder and go towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how is that you're able to progress so much? And how is this progress? جو طریق نبوت سے ترقی کرنے کے مختلف ذریعہ میں سے ایک ذریعہ ہے. That from the ways of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, different ways how to get close to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why also very important, many people they get involved in one effort of deen and they think yahi kaam hai. This is the only effort. Everybody else, they engage in the individual effort. They don't know what effort. They got no fikr for the ummah. But ulama have explained, to get close to Allah Ta'ala, there are so many ways, amount of the breath of insan, so many ways to get closer to Allah. But this way, that you follow a sheikh, this is one of the easiest ways, and one of the most, the ways that has been shown, and it has been proven that it is successful. So this is one of the ways, so don't say this is the only way. Don't say this is the only work of deen. As you do this, now you will realize the importance of all the other departments of deen. As we explain, as Masihullah Rahmatullah explains, in the ayat, Aqimis Salata Li Zikri. Now Allah will open your mind, one small ayat, that established namaz for my remembrance, and the whole departments of deen are opening up in your mind. And how am I going to make namaz if I don't know the basic masail? So you went to maktab. So in Maktab they taught us. Now you realize and make shukr. Oh, my father sent me to Maktab Madrasa. That time we didn't like it. But when you went and you learned the masail, etc., and then you realize the value of the Maktabs. And then the ustads to teach you, you need Darul Ulums. Without Darul Ulums, which ustads are going to teach us? In the earlier days, they were simple ustads. Sometimes even apas used to teach. But as Allah Ta'ala opened the ways, and Darul Ulums, etc., came about, now you got the means. And then after you left Maktab, now you even forgot your masail, etc. So now Allah made the Tabligh Jamaat that going to bring people, going to call people. They forgot their maqsad of life. The maqsad of life is to tread the path to the love of Allah Ta'ala. And where are we treading? So Jamaat brothers, they come, they're doing a great work, calling people, reminding them. But they themselves forget that when we come into the world, when we bring people to the masjid, and we bring people into going out in a path of Allah, what is the object? To realize your object of life, that is recognition of Allah, make the ibadat of Allah. Now you realize I don't know the masail, now go to the ulama. But they don't want to go to the ulama. And then after you go to the ulama, then realize that now I have got food that is cooked, but there's no spices in it. And it's tasting very, it looks nice, but there's no salt in there. There's Gujaratis, we want our masala, everything. If there's no masala in there, so you say the food is not nice. So when you come to the mashayikh, and they put the spices, in other words, they open your eyes of your heart to the greatness of Allah. the marifat of Allah, then you will realize, oh, this is deen. What is deen all about? Then one is the effort of deen, which is very important. But more important, when you start getting the taste of deen, then you realize that my main object is Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. Not just the effort of deen. Today we are all lost in the effort of deen, which is important. But we're not going a step further. And as Hazrat explained many times, that you make wuzu for what? To read namaz. But you say, no, wuzu is very important. So you're making wuzu after wuzu, wuzu after wuzu. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, he says, any person will say this man is mad. So we have to realize that the effort of wuzu, the effort of deen is to bring deen in our lives. Even the coming to the Khanka is not just that I'm present every week I'm there, so many years I'm there, but we're not taking from the heart of the Sheikh. That means I'm wasting my time. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that there are many ways to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why even in the effort of Dawat and Tabligh, Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, especially towards the end of his life, he was so worried and even made this concern known to Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, Hazrat, the most important aspect of Tabligh in the 6 points is zikr. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ta'leem. But people are not paying attention to that. Nobody is making it. Even in the jamaat when we go, ask the people, are we making our 3 tasbihat? We are so negligent. And our ta'leem, we're not worried. We don't. And when you go home, and you, there's other programs taking place in any masjid, hardly brothers want to sit in those programs. There's a tajweed program, there's a fiqh program, seerah program. No, they feel no. And that is for us. To learn deen, all the masail, that is more important. So that is why you went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he said, Hazrat, now it seems that awara gardi ho raha hai. People are just going out and just going in jamaat by 3 days, by 40 days, by 4 months. I must go out. Very good. You must go out. But what is the object of that? We learned in the basics of what is faraz in wuzu, what is faraz in ghusl. Ask many people who are out in a part of Allah also. Or even here, people like myself, we come to the Khanka, do I know what is the faraz of wuzu? And see here, Hazrat has put the cause in order, as we learn from our mashayikh, that learn all these basic masail also. Learn how to read your Quran Sharif properly. Otherwise you'll think you're a big Sufi, but we still don't know how to read Quran Sharif properly. So Hazrat says this is one of the very important means to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Varna beru namaz to na tariqe wilayat mein mustir hai, aur na tariqe nabuwat mein mu'tabar hai. Otherwise the namaz without life. We just coming in the masjid, out, we don't know when the imam started also, when the imam finished, and we out of the masjid. And today we see the sad condition of the ummah. Even Jummah, just the imam makes salam, no time to even make dua, and people are out of the masjid. Forget all the nafal namaz, etc., sunnats, we're not making all that. Because we don't realize the importance of making our Islam. So that type of namaz, it won't be effective to become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible that you can become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowing the basic masail. The masail are fundamental and they are primary and very important. But after that now you know the masala, but you're not going ahead. Like for example, in namaz 51 sunnah. And Hazrat Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was an expert in this field. He was such a sheikh that whoever used to come to his khanka in Hardoi, in India, even you can be a big alim or anything, he used to first put you in the Qaida class. That go and correct your tajweed by Karisab. Allahu Akbar. So much so, our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who was a Sheikh already, his Sheikh gave him Khilafat already, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. But like our Dada Sheikh used to say, after your Sheikh passed away, then your iddat is only 3 days. After 3 days, look for another Sheikh. Otherwise, you'll start getting lost. And look for another Sheikh who will guide you. So Hazrat was already, well, almost just few years, Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab was elder than Hazrat Hakim Sahab. But after that, he went to Hardoi and became bear to Hazrat Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab. And then he was a Khalifa, he had murids also, and Khalifas also. But Hazrat Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab, first thing he told him, go to the Qaeda class where they are learning Alif Ba Ta Sa, and go and sit there. When Qari Sahib gives you a certificate that your reading is correct, then you come. And Hazrat didn't show any frown on his face or anything that me and Amar sit with small children. He went happily to the class. And not even 2 days, Hazrat Maulana Brown Haq Sahib called him and gave him Khilafat again. Says, Aap to ban gaya. You have been made already. So this reality that we have to realize, if you want a namaz of life, then the effective way will be do it according to how it's supposed to be done. Then, and this is the way of Nabuwat. This is the method of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Sahaba, why they are known as Sahaba? From Sohbat. They first got Sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then when the Iman was made, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him out in Jihad, sent him out in a part of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that Sohbat is important, that you have a proper link with the Sheikh. And like Hazrat says, one of our friends used to say, Bed, hum bed lete hain, lekin bed ke saath, bed ke baad hum bed jate. We take bed to a Sheikh, but after that, few days we got Josh, few months, and after that we become battery flat. Now we don't attend the programs, we don't keep contact with the Sheikh, etc. You have to explain your condition. You go to a mechanic, you say, I don't know why my car is backfiring so much. And then he checks it up. So exactly the same, we have to explain our condition to our mashayikh. یہی حال طریق نبوت کے دوسرے عمال مثلا تلاوت قرآن پاک جہاد تبلیغ وغیرہ کا ہے. And Hazrat says this is the same way with every department of deen. Learn how to read Quran Sharif. First learn the basic laws from a qari sahab etc. You go to your masjid and Hazrat says Allahu Akbar. And one of the conditions to become bad by Hazrat Hakim sahab is to say you must learn your tajweed. He says if you go to a qari sahab of your time, just ask him for 15 minutes every day. And he says within 3-4 months, you don't have to become a big qari, that in 15 months your qiraat will be passable. You'll get the certificate that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then now you just know how to read. Now put life in it. Life will come when you come in the company of the mashayikh. Many people say that the tasawwuf, they say, is just spices. So we don't want spices, we are more worried of the main meal, people are, we going out in Jamaat, etc. But we don't realize without the spices, how are you going to give people the meal? How are you going to call people towards deen, etc. So this is very, very important. So Hazrat says, yahi hal tariqe nabuwat ke dusre amal, all the other departments of deen, and then now you'll realize every department is important. You won't just say tasawuf is important. You won't just say jamaat is important. You won't just every department of deen. So much so when the need for jihad is there. Allah Ta'ala says, falawla nafarum. When a group of people going out in jihad, then there must be a group left behind to learn the deen. And then when that group comes back, they must teach those people the deen. And in other words, then they must go to the mashayikh and get their life. Otherwise in jihad also we will go. But we won't have the right objective. And jihad is not to win the spoils of war. Jihad is to establish the law of Allah Ta'ala. The word of Allah must prevail. Then to bring that will bring happiness in the whole world and system in the whole world. Aur jo hazrat in amal mein rooh paida karke tarakki madaris ko khaha ho, unke liye zaruri hai ke wo pehle zikr wa shagal ke tareeq ko ikhtiyar karke اپنی قلب کو اصلاح کرے, کیونکہ اعمال کے بعد روح ہونے کا مدار قلب کی اصلاح پر ہے. جو کسی شیخ کامل کی تربیت اور نگرانی میں ذکر و شغل اختیار کرنے سے ہی ہوتا ہے. So Hazrat is explaining this point more in detail, that a person one, whichever department in deen you are, or you want to go in the different departments of deen, and you want life, and you want to progress, and you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he says the only method is you first have to follow the course of learning about Allah, the marifat of Allah, then making zikr of Allah, then the shaghal, the spiritual exercises that your shaykh will prescribe daily, how much zikr you must make, tilawat of Qur'ani Kareem, etc. And that is to purify the heart. When this is done, zikr, like your grass is dirty, our shaykh explained, you'll wash it with water. And then after that, you're going to fill water in there. So we'll wash our heart with zikr. And then with the zikr, Allah Ta'ala's love will come in the heart. So this is where you have to learn this course first. On your own you say, no, I know how to make my zikr. I know how to read La ilaha illallah. But when you don't come in the company of the mashayikh, your whole life, you won't even know how to read kalima properly. You'll be reading kalima, but there's no life in that kalima. It will be a dead kalima. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that Hazrat says, the fundamental of this Islam is to purify the heart. And that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Allah, inna fil jasadi la mudgha. Listen attentively. And that is also very important. Our Dada Sheikh used to put this point very beautifully. He says, many people, they come to the bayan, they come to the majlis, etc. And Hazrat was very particular. Even his close, the murid, Hazrat Mir Sahib, who used to make Hazrat's khidmat, his Hazrat just gets up middle of the night, he's awake. But bayan time, he wants Mir Sahib right in front, must be sitting in front in the majlis. And if Mir Sahib just gets one wink, Hazrat will get angry with him. So that is what, we are making khidmat in the khanka, in the madrasa, but program time, we not there. So how we making is khidmat in the istima, we in khidmat jamaat, but the programs, we are not there. So what we going to get from the istima? We're not going to get, you'll get sawab ya from making khidmat of people, but the actual object, the life of the istima, we didn't get. The life of the khanka, we didn't get. So Hazrat used to say that very, very important, that a person must be attentive and be punctual for his program. So Hazrat used to stress this. And that, as Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that Allah, so Hazrat used to say, many people, they come in the majlis, and they before majlis, they're not sleepy. But the moment they come in the majlis, 2-3 minutes, then they're sleeping. And they say, I don't know why in the majlis, I just fall off to sleep. One is Allah's sakina descends. But we thinking of some other sakina, some auntie or something. No. If you come here to get Allah Ta'ala, then you'll try your best to stay awake. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat used to prescribe also, when you're feeling sleepy, keep this black pepper, the small black pepper in your pocket. And you're feeling sleepy, put one in your mouth and chew it little, then see how your sleep will go away. So Hazrat used to say, people come in a program, then they're feeling sleepy, they don't listen properly. And then the Sheikh said, Allah Ta'ala's kindness is such that when you go out for safar, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, Allah Ta'ala gave you concession that now you're on safar, namaz is half. This brother half sleepy here, Sheikh said, namaz is half. They're going out on safar, his wife was very paban with the namaz. She said, hey, we're not going to make it to a masjid, anything. Namaz is going, time is going, let's make by this garage. She said, no, well, we don't have to make. Say, why? Say, no, Sheikh said, namaz is maaf. Say, which Sheikh is that now? Namaz wasn't maaf for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where is going to be maaf for us? When she found out from the Sheikh, Sheikh said, I didn't say it's maaf, I said it's half. Zohar namaz, you don't have to read 4 rakats for us, you read 2 rakats for us now. That is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says again, in the Qur'an Kareem and in the Arabic language, there are 3 letters, Allah, Ama, and Ha. These are known as huruf e tambi, the letters of warning. When you want to make a person alert of something very important, then you tell them, Allah, pay attention. So Allah is telling us here in the Quran, and Hazrat says, listen, what did I say? What are the 3 letters? Or the 3 words? 3 exclamations, Allah, Ama, and Ha. I didn't say Yamaha. Just now you say Hazrat is an agent for Yamaha products or something. So Allah is saying, Allah, listen attentively. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, Allah, inna fil jasadi la mudgha. Verily in your body there's a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is in good order, your whole body, your eyes will function properly. You won't look, you won't be, your wheel alignment won't be off. That you don't look at your wife and you're looking at the woman in the street. And you're looking at your sister-in-law and you're not looking at your wife, etc. No, now your eyes will be in right. Your ears will be right. You won't be going to a bazaar and listening to the music. Or you won't be listening to nazams that has got music background in the back. And today on YouTube, all the whatever program, they are so subtle, shaitani plans that in the background you'll get that music. And you won't even realize. But when you do your cause, you start purifying your heart, the slightest music you'll realize, immediately you'll off it. You won't even want to go on those channels, etc. So that is why Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if your heart is pure, your whole body will be pure. If your heart is messed up, your whole body will be messed up. And more important is not the physical heart, the spiritual heart, the ruh. And the ruh, you have to come and make it, you have to purify it. Like our Sheikh says so beautifully, That if somebody told you that you come to give you your oud attar, you know, I bought oud attar from Medina Sharif, and this is very expensive. $1,000 just for a $1. So you give me one of your attar bottles, I'll put for you little in there. You go home, you're looking for the best attar bottle. There was attar in there, and you're washing it, and your wife is saying, what's wrong? There was attar, why are you cleaning this bottle so much? Says, no, my friend is going to give me oud attar. So I have to clean it properly. I get the proper smell of the oud. So Hazrat says, we take so much effort to clean one bottle to put oud attar in there. But the vessel which Allah gave us for Allah to come in there, we don't clean it. We don't take the effort to clean our hearts, where Allah must come in the heart. But we are cleaning everything else besides what we have to clean. So this is the place where we have to come. And that is why further Hazrat mentions here, without the zikr and shughal, and without tarbiyat, that is, you have to be nurtured, and you have to be under the guidance. Like today also, we don't make tarbiyat of our children. In the madrasa, the ustad just think, no, I have to teach the lesson, finish the syllabus. That is not the object. The object is whether that deen came in the hearts of those children. You taught the children it's haram to talk lies. The next thing, the student is telling lies, and you can make out he's telling lies. You don't make his tarbiyat. You don't warn him, etc. So the tarbiyat, and that is why, Allahu Akbar, when our mashayikh tell us something, or sometimes even in a, so to say, angry way, don't get upset. Because Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, that the reprimand of a Shaykh is not to disgrace you. It's actually to make you, to polish us. And that is why our mashayikh, according to our ability, they will make our tarbiyat. Sometimes some children, you can tell them in a harsh way, and they'll realize they won't run away. They'll come ask for maaf, and immediately they'll ask for forgiveness. And others, you just tell, look at them, they run away. You don't see them for the next majlis. So this is proper tarbiyat and nigrani, that your sheikh will ask you, how much you making your zikr? Like we see Hazrat, regularly he asks, how much tilawat you made? Today is already 7th day of Ramadan born. Where is your tilawat? And we say, no, I'm still on first para. Hazrat says, how are you going to finish? So this is not that they want to disgrace us, but they want to put us on our right course. Not we go to madrasa, but we're wasting our time. Chunanche ye mazmoon, sankro ahadith mein hai. So Hazrat says that definitely we'll see that this topic is not just what we say. It comes in many, many ahadith. Like the hadith we explained, Allah inna fil jasadi la mudgha. Another hadith it is mentioned, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. For everything there is a purifier. We know of all the detergents, but we don't know of the detergent of the heart. And the clear cleanser of the heart is zikrullah. And zikrullah also according to the cause, that how you must make zikrullah. You buy a detergent, you're asking the person, how must I use it? But we don't ask, how must I use the detergent of purifying my heart? And here you won't have to ask. As you sit and pay attention, you'll automatically start realizing, I was making zikr till now, I thought I didn't make zikr. Now you realize that I didn't make zikr. Now you'll understand. Yahan ek mughalata aam taur par paya jata hai ke baab ahbab kal ki islah ke liye zikrullah ki bajaye zahiri amal ke islah par zor dete hain. Halanke farais ke alawa pehle kal ki islah ka fikr zaruri hai. Kyunki hadith paak mein kal ki islah ko amal ki islah ka zariya farmaya gaya. Jaise hadith paak mein inna fil jasadi lamudra iza salat salah al jasadu kullu. Hazrat Sufi sahab says here, many a people have got a lopsided idea. They say we want to correct our namaz, etc. But they work on the outward. They don't work on the root. As Hazrat explains, our mashayikh and the hakim, they look at the root cause. And they read the root. And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, the root is the heart. When the heart comes in order, then your amal comes in order. We hear many people, they say, no, read long, long nafal namaz. Then you'll get concentration. You can't concentrate in a 2 rakat short namaz. How are you going to get concentration? Why the rule is, it's like a person, you see his tree is dying. And now you see the branches are all, and the leaves are dry. He takes a hose pipe and he's watering the leaves and watering the branches. Somebody walks past, say, what's wrong? Say, it looks like the tree is drying. He says, then treat the root. What are you going to do? Water the branches? No, treat the root, put proper fertilizer, etc. So when we treat the root, which is most important, today we don't treat the root, and that is why many people think that khanka is not for me. It's not important, whereas Islah is for us. Then other departments of deen, according to the necessity, it becomes mustahab, it becomes sunnat. If it's more important, it becomes wajib. But islah is farz. And islah every person has to make. And you can't make your own islah. You have to go to the mashayikh. And Allah's system is that Allahu Akbar. Our dada shaykh used to say, somebody will ask, how come a magnet pulls all steel? Say, because Allah made it like. So exactly the same. The heart of the pious servant, they will pull you to them. And they won't just pull you to them, they will pull you towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So very, very important that we should realize this reality. And then Hazrat explains the second Noor, Noor Edom. The crux of that is, namaz seekhne mein jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, usme niyat ko khalis kare. Ke main Allah Ta'ala ko raza karne ke liye taameer-e-hukam mein apni namaz mein kamal paida karne ki koshish kar raha hoon. Digar koi mahviyat wa istighraq wagaira nahi hai. Just explain, wo maqsad na ho, that the main object of Islam, the main object of doing the cause of zikr, etc., only for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any ulterior motive. People must say, look at this man's namaz. Look at this man, how he makes zikr, etc. No, the main thing is Allah's raza. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the dua also. Allahumma inni as'aluka radaaka wal jannah. We see the mashayikh, for example, Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi, used to get up for tahajjud. She say, Allah, if I'm getting up for tahajjud because I want jannat, don't give me jannat. If I'm getting up for tahajjud because I'm worried of going to jahannam, then throw me in jahannam. If I'm getting up for tahajjud because I want you, O Allah, then give me you, make me yours, you become ours. So this is the raza. The main thing is, whatever we're doing, Allah must be happy. Correcting our intention. We come here and every day we have to correct our intention. Be conscious. I'm doing this, not somebody must see me, and only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.